Gallup poll, Joe Biden's support among independents drops 8 points to record low 27%. By Wendell Hasebo on November 30, 2023. President Joe Biden's support among independents sunk 8 points to a record low 27% in November. A Gallup poll reveals, flagging a key indicator the 2024 election will be a close race between Biden and likely GOP nominee former President Donald Trump. Biden's approval among independents trends down, the polling showed. November, 27%. October, 35%. September, 39%. August, 39%. July, 38%. Joe Biden's policies were also met with low approval among independent voters, the poll found. Sluggish economy, 24%. Job performance, 27%. Foreign policy, 28%. Ukraine war, 31%. Healthcare policy, 35%. With less than a year to go until the presidential election, Biden continues to receive tepid ratings from the American public, Gallup wrote. His overall job approval rating is still at his personal low and is in historically dangerous territory for an incumbent seeking re-election. Overall, the poll found Biden's approval rating among Americans matched record lows. November, 37% approved. October, 37% approved. September, 41%. August, 42%. July, 40%. June, 43%. May, 39%. April, 37% approved. The poll sampled 1,013 Americans from November 1 to 21 with a 4-point margin of error. It appears Biden's approval rating is most impacted by his management of the economy and in particular, inflation. Related, Cruz, misery and suffering of Biden inflation making Hispanic Dem. Strongholds flip red. The goods and services American workers could afford with $100 in 2020 now cost $119.27, a recent Bloomberg report found. Ground beef costs $5.23 on average, up from $3.89 in January 2020. Coffee is up some $2 a pound. Fruits and vegetables are about 14% higher. Electric bills spiked 25% since January 2020. Natural gas is up 29% since January 2020. Car insurance is up 33% since 2020. Hotel prices are up 15% since 2020. Grocery and electricity prices are both up 25% since January 2020. Used car prices have climbed 35% since 2020. Auto insurance is up 33%, and rents are up roughly 20% since 2020. The reality is setting in for consumers that prices rarely go down, especially not in the aggregate. And so really the best they can hope for is prices leveling off and, at the very least, growing at a slower rate, Wells Fargo & Company senior economist Sarah House told Bloomberg. Hopefully they level off and give a chance for incomes to continue to grow. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.